Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel is typically employed by the church during the Easter season right before two major feasts, the solemnity of the ascension of Christ into the heavenly kingdom and the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the Blessed Virgin Mary and the apostles. Thus, today's gospel can be seen as a preparation text, a text that is meant to dispose our hearts so that we might enter into the celebration of the Ascension and Pentecost more appropriately. With that in mind, let us dive into Jesus' words and see how they reveal to us the deep connection between the Ascension and the events of Pentecost. We hear Christ numerous times, even outside of the words from today's Gospel in John chapter 16, speaking about this necessity to ascend to the Father before he sends the Advocate, aka the Holy Spirit. For example, right after his resurrection, Mary Magdalene is in the garden, sees him, confuses him as the gardener, then he says her name. She ends up recognizing that it is Christ. What does she do? She latches onto him, she grabs onto him, and Jesus responds, "No me tangere." Do not grasp onto me, Mary. Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. I must ascend to my Father, or else the Advocate cannot come. He'll say this numerous times throughout those days he spends on earth after his resurrection. So there's a connection here between Jesus ascending and sitting at the right hand of the Father and the sending forth of the Spirit. One thing must happen before the other. Why? Here is the beauty of the Incarnation. Here is the beauty of Jesus becoming fully human, body, blood, soul, and divinity in our midst. At the moment of the Ascension, when Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, what that means now is that a human being is sharing in the life of the Trinity. Christ is fully human. So when Christ, in his resurrected glory, in his resurrected human body, is now seated at the right hand of the Father, so is humanity. In other words, now the flesh, our human soul, has the capacity now to share in the divine life. We hear this in an ancient text called the Akathist Hymn from the Eastern Catholic Church, when the priest says, "Lord, you who have seated us at the right hand of the Father in your flesh." Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, sharing fully in his humanity, is what allows us in our own humanity to drink deeply from the well of divinity. The sacred liturgy is sourced in the fact that Jesus is sharing in divine life. And because his human body, because his humanity is sharing in divine life, now all of us have the opportunity to share in divine life. And how? We see this through the descent of the Holy Spirit. Jesus ascends to the Heavenly Father. So now their love, their unity is perfect. And that love manifests itself in a glorious manner through the third person of the Trinity, who is the love of God, who is the love of the Father and the Son, who is the unity between the Trinity. Now the Holy Spirit descends upon Mary, who is his spouse, and through her Immaculate Heart upon the 12 apostles, the first bishops, and upon the disciples of Jesus. Thus, the Spirit of Christ is imbued into the hearts of his people in a new and profound way because of his resurrected and ascended glory. Now the words of Jesus that he says before his resurrection and ascension make a little bit more sense when he speaks to his disciples. You shall do greater things than even me. You shall go to places I have never gone. What does Jesus mean by that? The church. The Catholic Church is the mystical body of Jesus. The church is the way that Christ accomplishes great things in history. This is the way that he continues to remain in our midst. Through Mother Church, Jesus has touched the four corners of the world. Through Mother Church, Jesus has pierced through space and time. The Christ of Nazareth 2,000 years ago is the Christ of Rockledge, is the Christ of Orlando, is the Christ of the United States, is the Christ of Africa, is the Christ of the world. The same Christ who walked without the streets of Galilee walks within our hearts through the Holy Eucharist, walks throughout our hearts through reconciliation, walks throughout our hearts in holy baptism. Jesus' ascended glory allows for the coming down of the Spirit, and by the grace of the Spirit, we can now share in that ascended glory in our humanity. Here is the fundamental connection between the Ascension and Pentecost. There are two pendulums that swing in sync. That is why Mother Church couples them as partner celebratory feast. So as we prepare to enter into these great celebrations of the Ascension and Pentecost, let us first and foremost thank Christ for the gift of becoming fully human and fully divine, of him entering into the fullness of our humanity so as to sit it at the right hand of his Father, thus opening up the possibility of our participation in the divine life. And through that unity, let us give thanks to God for the sending forth of the Holy Spirit, by whose grace we come to share in the life of Christ through baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, and the other sacraments of Mother Church. May we have a deep love and appreciation for Mother Church, for the graces that are bestowed upon us by her loving embrace. And on that day, when we close our eyes one last time, may they be opened to the glory of the ascended Son, in union with the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.